Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have
good evening, good evening. Hope that everyone is doing well. I'm not sure we lost Elder Taylor.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where Oliver is.
I'm right here.
Okay.
I think he thought you was going to open up Elder Taylor.
Okay. I just want to greet everyone that's on the panel, that is logged in, that's checked in. Welcome to another Praise Tabernacle Bible study, Tuesday night Bible study. And we want to give God all the glory and all the honor. And just welcome everyone that has tuned in thus far. And we want you to enjoy yourself. We want you to take notes. We want you to write down some things that you believe that can help you going forward. And, and we just pray that the Lord will give you, you know, continued strength, continued power, continued good health, you know. And we just want to thank the Lord for all that he has done for us tonight and everything he's done for us previously and everything he's going to do for us in the future. Elder Oliver, sir, he will be our teacher tonight, and I just want to thank him. And again, thank our panel for all that they do, you know. And at the end, we're going to ask Evangelist Bell Stanton if she has any praise requests logged in or emailed to us, and we want to take those and pray for those people if there are any. And we just want to say thank you again. We can't say thank you enough. That's why I say it all the time, because we really, really appreciate everyone that tunes in and listens to Praise Tabernacle Bible Study on Tuesday nights. Elder Oliver, the floor is now yours, sir.
Thank you, Elder Taylor. Appreciate that. Appreciate you. If everyone is on the panel, I just want to say appreciate everyone that's on the panel as well. Evangelist Stanton, Evangelist Bluett, Elder Bluett, Elder Taylor, Minister Tobert. It is a blessing to be able to be on y'all's team. You just don't know how much of a blessing it is. And because of that, and, you know, I'm teaching Bible study tonight, I'm going to use most of y'all in my, and I'm going to use y'all a little bit in my teaching tonight, because it's very important as I move forward. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to get into the lesson. But if you have your Bibles, go to Luke, the first chapter, 36 verses, where I'm going to start at. And it's just important as believers, when God gives us something, that we, that we're able to carry it out when he gives it to us. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, whatever job he has for you to do in ministry, or whether it's just in your career, whatever God speaks something into your life, we ought to be able to carry it out. And there's no better illustration right now that I can come up with than if I were to use a title, it would be Every Mary Needs an Elizabeth. Every Mary Needs an Elizabeth. Or having a worshiping friend. Everyone needs a worshiping friend. Because as sure as I'm talking tonight, I'm sure God has gave each and every one of us something to do that we probably didn't think that we was qualified to do. And we struggled with it, just like Mary struggled with being the carrier of Jesus. He gave it to her. And when he gave it to her, that she was going to be the carrier of Jesus, even though she hadn't been with a man, she wasn't qualified. She couldn't understand it fully. So the Lord told her to go see her cousin, Elizabeth. And this is what we're going to talk about tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We just want to, Father God, we just want to give you all the praise and all the glory. Father God, I ask you to hide me behind the cross where I'm not seen, but your word is. Father God, if there's anything in me that's not like you, I ask you to clean it up right now, Father God. Father God, forgive me for all my sins, knowing and unknowing. Father God, give the listener the ear to hear your word, Father God. And Father God, give me the wisdom and the knowledge to break your word down the way you would have it to be broke down. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So tonight, I'm going to kind of be short and sweet, and we're going to talk about having a worshiping friend. And I'm sure we all can relate to the Lord giving us something. And we all had maybe trouble believing it was the Lord, or believing that we were able to carry it through. Whatever the situation may be, I just, in my walk, when the Lord told me to create chaos, people looked at me like I was crazy. People looked at me like, why are you going to do it? You know, people give you that blank look when you tell them what the Lord told you to do. Or when I became a preacher at 17, people gave me a crazy look. You going to be a preacher? You was called? You sure the Lord called you? You know, when the Lord gives you something and you share it, sometimes you share it with the wrong people and they give you that look like, you ain't supposed to be doing it, or you can't do it. That's why it's very important that you surround yourselves with people who believe in miracles, are carrying miracles. Because if you surround yourself with people who believe in miracles and are carrying miracles, it will make your journey a whole lot easier because you have someone that you can relate to. And in the story of Mary and Elizabeth, is what we're going to talk about. And I want to start in verse 36. Before I get there, and I say every Mary needs an Elizabeth, is because we need worshiping friends that when God gives us something, we can go to them. And instead of giving us that blank look, they can encourage us and tell us to keep it moving, keep going. Because if God said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And in verse 36, Luke 1:36, it says, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, and she was called barren. Stop right there for a minute, because Mary was told by the angel that she was going to be the carrier of Jesus. The Holy Ghost overshadowed her, impregnated her, and she was going to be carrying Jesus. And she really couldn't understand it, so angel to go see her cousin Elizabeth. And when you look at Elizabeth, it says in 36 that she also conceived a son, and she was 6 months pregnant, and she was barren, and she was old. And what that means was she couldn't have babies, but the Lord blessed her to have a baby, so it was a miracle. It was a miracle that she was carrying a baby, and she was 6 months pregnant, and she was old. So, I mean, she had some experience. So when you're looking for someone, a worshiping friend, I want to say, or an Elizabeth, make sure, not they necessarily got to be old, but they have some experience, and they believe in miracles too. Because this is what you're going to need in order to carry your miracle. Now, I notice we got people listening all over. Praise Tabernacle thing tonight, if that's all right with y'all. A few months ago, I'm glad Minister Tobert is on tonight. I'm going to use him a little bit because he started a business. And I saw him on social media in front of his truck. And it was a new, he just started a new business. And he was telling me that this truck, it was a blessing because he got a truck that he didn't think could do certain things. It was a blessing to him. And as he was sharing it with me, I'm like, that's what's up. Now, I just want to show that this is why I like being on this team. A few months ago, same about time, I got invited, and y'all probably wondering what this got to do with the lesson. It's going to fit right in a minute. Evangelist Bluette and her husband, I'm going to consider them one tonight, sent out an email to come. They were giving out free tablets, and I went out there to, you know, support what they were doing and get a free tablet. And Evangelist Bluette had the time to show me her building that the Lord blessed her with. And it's going to make sense in a minute. And as she was telling me about her building and the miracle, how she got the building, she wasn't qualified to get the building. She just started tearing up, and it was a blessing how she got it. It was just a miracle how she became owner of these buildings for her business. And it was a blessing to me to see that she was blessed with that. And I'm thinking, well, okay, if she's getting blessed, I'm going to get blessed. My blessing's coming down the line, too. I think about 2 weeks ago, Evangelist Stanton told us about a business thing that she just got blessed with. You see where I'm going with this? And in a few minutes, you know, she was just blessed with starting a new business opportunity. And it was a blessing to see the smile that she was blessed to be able to start a new business. Now, what I'm saying is, because I'm sitting on this team and I'm hearing this that's going on from one person to the next, their cup is overflowing. So pretty soon I get a call this week about my business. I'm not allowed to say it right now. Technically, I'm not allowed to say it right now, but it's a big blessing for me. And I'm like, wow, that's just, it's amazing. And as I sit here every week with this team, Every week, we teach Bible study, whoever's teaching, and we're putting out something. But we all have our own miracles that we're carrying, and we're putting out messages after messages. And pretty soon, our cups are overflowing. So if you hang around the right people, you ain't got to be best friends with them. You ain't got to hang out and go to lunch. You just hang out and study the Word of God. Your cup will overflow, and the Lord will bless you. Mary went to go see Elizabeth because she was 6 months pregnant. She had some experience in what Mary was getting ready to go through. She had some because she was 6 months pregnant. And because she was 6 months pregnant, she was going to give Mary what she needed because she didn't have no experience carrying a baby. Amen? So it's important that we as believers hook up with people who are believing in miracles, who have a relationship and going the same direction that we're going into. Verse 37, and it says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. So whatever God put in you, you have to understand, you got to hook up with some people who believes in miracle, believes in the Father, and believes that you can have a baby too. Even though you didn't have it like everybody else had it, you may not have the same experiences, you may not went to school, you may not be educated, or you may be regardless of the situation, if God told you to do it, you got to believe it, because nothing is impossible with God. Nothing should be impossible. So whatever God called you to do, you should be able to do it. But you got to surround yourself with people who are going the same direction that you're going into. And the Bible says, and now I'm going to skip down a little bit, verse 39, and it says in 39, and Mary arose in those days and went into a hill country with haste in the city of Judah. She went to go see Elizabeth. And look where Elizabeth lives. She lives in the hill country, and she lives in Judah. Now, this is very simple, because the hill means on top, and Judah means praise. When you want to hook up with someone, make sure they live in the hill country and they live in Judah. Hill means on the top. Judah means praise. Make sure that you're talking to the people who's on the top and that there's a worshiper. Make sure that they're worshiping the Lord, your Savior, Jesus Christ. Don't deal with valley people when God's giving you something miraculous. Stop listening to gossip. Stop listening to people in the valley, because they've been bankrupt. They broke. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what it takes to be successful. Start listening to people who live in the hill and live in Judah. Judah means praise, a worshiper, someone that knows how to worship, someone that knows how to get a prayer through, someone that can relate to the situation that you're going through. So when tough times come, they'll be able, you can lean on them to get a prayer through. Amen. I'm going to stop. Anyone have a comment? Because I can get happy real quick.
Go ahead, get happy.
Well, I just wanted to make a quick comment.
Go ahead.
Jumping back to her husband, who God had to shut his mouth. So even the ones
that's around you
who don't believe, even the ones that you don't have to say nothing to them, you don't have to entertain it, period. Because God going to shut them up, and he can show me. He'll show you better than he can tell you. So you don't have to elaborate. You don't even have to waste time or waste your breath even talking about those who don't believe or the haters or whatever. Don't even waste your breath. Just keep your eyes on the prize and don't worry about the naysayers, because God can show us better than he can tell us. Amen.
Amen.
And show
Amen.
Them. And show them
good.
As well.
I also, amen, Evangelist, great, great comment. I also have a comment. Looking at verse 36, it reminds me of timing, God's timing, because here it is, Elizabeth, who conceived a son in her old age. That makes me think of timing. See, God's time is not our time. And Elizabeth, who was barren, probably thought, I would never be able to conceive a child. And sometimes, even in our own lives, we feel like, God, I need you to do it yesterday. And if it doesn't happen tomorrow, or if it doesn't happen a year from now, we sometimes feel like God has forgotten or God is not going to bring it to pass. That's not true. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It just means in God's timing, just like Elizabeth, she was old in age. You may be waiting on something that you've been waiting on for years. It doesn't mean that God is not going to bless you with it. You may feel like you're barren in that area, but God is still able to bring it to pass, no matter how old you are. No matter how long you've been waiting, if his yes is yes, it can still and it will happen. You just got to wait on God Wait for his timing. Wait for him to bring it to pass. And you don't try to bring it to pass. You don't try to do it just because you can't see it. But if you've been putting that thing before God in faith and in praise, like Elder is talking about, praise and worship, give it to God, because he'll bring it to pass when it's supposed to come to pass, and there will be a fullness of it.
Amen.
A fullness of it. So just wait on God. It just reminds me of timing. Thank you, Elder.
Amen.
No. Amen.
Thank
you.
One more quick thing.
Go ahead.
And while you're waiting, like you were saying, don't wait until it happens to start praising and worshiping.
That's right.
Praise him like
that's
it
right.
already happened. Okay?
Yes, that's key.
And I'm going to use for an example. I've been praying for some of my loved ones' deliverance. And when our bishop was saying that his brother was delivered, I praise God in advance for the ones I've been praying for, okay, to be delivered. Because if God can deliver him, I know he can deliver my loved ones. So don't wait until the miracles happen. Praise him for the miracles in advance, because it'll come to you quicker if you praise him
in
advance, already believing and standing on his word and reminding him of his word. Just remind him. Lord, you said in your word. Okay, remind him of his word. He loved, just like your kids, love for to remind, and I tell my kids, remind me, because sometimes I forget. When they remind me of what I said, oh, yeah, I did say that. God is the same way. He don't forget, though. He don't forget, but he loves to hear us reminding him of what he said, what he promised us. And don't wait until it's over to do it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. Appreciate that. Elder Taylor, do you have something?
No, not right now.
Okay, all right. And it's just important, the time of season we in. And I know sometimes God, and I'm just talking to the people who God put something in their heart to do something. And I think with each and every one of us that's on here who's been given a challenge or given a ministry or a business to do something, it ain't always been easy. And we can attest. There's been some trials and tribulations that comes with it. We just didn't pray it and it just fell into existence. There was some tears shed. There was some, you know, there was some hurt. There was some growth. There was some, you know, days that you just wanted to, you know, take things into your own hand. It's not easy, but that's why you need to have and surround yourself with an Elizabeth, that someone that can guide you through these tough situations that you're going through. But only not important than that, but the Bible says that when Mary went through the door and saw Elizabeth, that there was a leap in the womb, in their wombs. And we know that in Mary was Jesus and in Elizabeth was John. John was a forerunner for Jesus. But the reason there was a leaping sensation in the womb, and the reason that we can fellowship with one another and we can teach and learn with one another is not based on there, it's the Jesus in me. And when the Jesus in me connects with the Jesus in whoever I'm around, there's a leaping sensation because we've already been here before. We've already known the outcome. Because if Jesus is in me and Jesus in you, there ought to be a leaping sensation because we know where we're going. We already know the end result. And like Evangelist Bluette just said, we can shout now. Even though the situation may not look good right now, even though they may not be delivered right now, but if we have the same spirit in us, we can leap with each other and claim that victory, that healing, that deliverance, and then it will happen sooner. It will happen sooner because we're leaping for each other. We're leaping for whatever the situation may be. There should be leaping. When we get together, there should be leaping of joy because the spirit in me knows the spirit in you. And when we get together, it ought to be a leaping sensation. So if you surround yourself around people who believe in miracles, you surround yourself with people who are going the same direction that you're going into, you should always be leaping for joy, because at the end of the day, it's going to come to pass. Even though in the beginning, it may not look good. And I'm sure all these business owners that's on the line tonight can tell you they have some struggles, probably got some struggles right now. But at the end of the day, they know that they're going to be victorious because of A, who they're serving, and B, because who they got uplifting them. Now, if you're hanging around valley people who like to gossip and don't believe in the Lord and this, that, and the other, then you're gonna end up bankrupt. And you're going to end up, not doing, fulfilling what the Lord wants you to fulfill. Not because the Lord don't want to fulfill it. It's because you don't want to believe and you don't want to surround yourself with the right people level. And that's where that leaping sensation comes in. And I know I'm going a little fast tonight, but also it says that Mary in verse 56, and I'm not going to go over all of this, but in verse 56 it says that Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. And if you ever hear me say this, I tell everyone that if you're on our Bible, if you stay with us for 3 months, you can go to your own house. And the reason Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months is because she needed to get that experience. She needed to get what it was going to be like. And if I'm not mistaken, when a woman has a baby, after 3 months, the baby starts their early stages of hearing. After 3 months, the baby starts the growth of their hands and their feet after 3 months in the womb. If you can stay with us for 3 months and you can start to develop your own hands so you can clap by yourself, you can develop your own ears so you can hear the word for yourself, if you can start to develop your own little feet so you can start kicking for yourself, all you need is 3 months, like Mary stayed with Elizabeth. And if you can stay with us for 3 months and get this word in you for 3 months, then you can go to your own house and you can shout by yourself, you can praise by yourself. All you need is 3 months. This is all Mary needed, was 3 months with Elizabeth. And all I'm telling you tonight is if you just stay with us for 3 months, whatever the Lord put on your heart, you'll be able to see it through. But you got to stay with us for 3 months. And I'm not saying that literally 3 months, but I'm just saying stay with us. Stay with someone that has the word, that believes in miracles. Stay with someone that can encourage you. Stay with someone that's been through what you've been through, or going through what you're already going through, so they can help you when times get tough, when you start doubting yourself, mm-hmm. when you start not believing in yourself. Mm-hmm. Because each and every one of us on this line, if we be honest enough, we had those mm-hmm. moments in our journey where I didn't know where I was going to turn to. But you found a way. And because you found a way, that's what encourages me. When I said what I said in the very beginning, when I heard Minister Tolbert talk about his truck business, or I heard Evangelist Bluette talk about her business, or Elder Bluette talk about their business, or Evangelist Stant talk about their business, it was all encouraging to me. I didn't give them that blank look. Like, huh? How you do? I didn't ask a lot of questions, because when you're serving the Lord and you believe in miracles, nothing is impossible for the Lord. It says that in verse 37. Nothing is impossible. So if you believe God's word and nothing is impossible, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. You can do it. You can make it. All you got to do is surround yourself around the right people. Every Mary needs an Elizabeth. You need to have somebody that will be able to encourage you, that's going through what you're going through. And since I've been on this team, every Tuesday night I get encouraged by somebody that will say something to uplift what I'm going through. They may not know it, and it's okay. We ain't got to know everything, but it's an encouragement. It's an encouragement. So if I'm getting this from the team, and I'm just blessed to be here, just imagine if you just listened every Sunday, or every Tuesday, I'm sorry, and just listen. And we ain't telling you to take the whole everything. Just take a little bit each week. And by the end of the month, you'll have enough to get you to the next level, We ain't got to know your business, but if you just come here to hear the Word of God knows your business, and it will give you what you need. It will give you what you need, and you'll be able to take it, and you'll be able to run with it, and you'll be able to succeed in what God wants you to succeed in, instead of listening to valley people who don't know the Word, but they know how to gossip. That's why you're not going nowhere, because you're listening to the wrong people. I'm not telling you to listen to Elder Oliver, but when Elder Oliver is teaching, that's what you need to listen to. I'm not telling you to listen to Elder Bruette, but when Elder Bruette is teaching, that's what you need to listen to. Because we're being led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will hit and guide you where you need to be hit and guide to. And that's all that I'm trying to tell you tonight. Every Mary needs an Elizabeth. Anybody want to say anything?
Just in number 38, yeah, what you were saying, in number 37, that nothing is impossible. And Mary said, "Behold, handmaids of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." So it's according to God's word. Like I said before, just remind him of his word. It's according to his word. It's no ifs, ands, buts about it. If his word said it, we can have it. This is faith right here. This is what you call faith. And you have to have faith. Faith moves God all day long. That's all to it. I mean, the faith right here.
Amen. And this really is. It's just faith. Pretty much it's just faith. Believing. And then having someone to encourage you to believe in your faith is really all this is about. And I believe that we as believers, sometimes, I know in my experience and in my walk, I believe to a certain extent, and then I start doubting. When it gets real close and you get right to the end, that's when the enemy really starts to talk to you about your faith. Right when you got to close the deal, you start questioning yourself. Am I really qualified to do this? You have to understand, when Mary was impregnated, she really, really didn't understand what was going on because she'd never been with man. How could she understand it? That's why the Lord put in her path Elizabeth. Go see your cousin Elizabeth. And that is why we have to surround ourselves around people who are doing what we're doing. If I'm hanging around the people that I work with, and they ain't know nothing about no business, and I'm trying to run a business, they don't know nothing. And all they're telling me is, you can't do this, you can't do that, or do it a way that makes, you know, you're not going to go anywhere. But if you're around God-fearing people, if you're around people who are going somewhere, who believe in Christ, who have the faith, it's going to rub off on you. All you got to do is be around. You may not believe every day, but one day it's going to hit you. And you're going to believe it. You just got to be around the right people. And I'm a firm believer right now, I'm around the right people because the way the Lord is blessing me. This is why it's such a joy to be on Tuesday night. I don't mean to brag or throw it up in people's face, but it's a blessing to be around people who believe in miracles. It's a blessing to be around people who are striving to do God's will, not their will. God's will. And the reason is God's will is because they ain't none of them qualified to do what they're doing right now. It's nothing but the grace of God that they're in the position that they're in right now. I'm not saying that. This is what I was told from them if you listen to their stories. So it's important on some Tuesday nights, it's important for me to get out there what this panel is all about. It's about blessings. It's about faith. It's about believing. It's about doing God's will and not our will. And sometimes we may sound hard about that. I know I do sound hard about it. But if you don't believe in Christ, there's no way you're going to make it. I don't care what you say. There's no way. If you don't believe, you're not going to make it.
That's right.
And sometimes you got to put yourself with people who are going to push you to believe. They're going to push you to believe. And if they don't push you, and if then people not pushing you, and I'm gonna be a little funny, but if you ever hear Avengers Bruette, it sounds like she'll come punch you in the face if you don't believe. If you don't have them type of people in your life, you're going to miss it, because you got to have someone that's going to push you and push you till you believe that you can make it. Not that you believe in them, but push you. All you got to do is believe in Christ. All you got to do is follow. All you got to do, whatever the situation may be, if you believe that, nothing is impossible for Christ. Whatever it is you're trying to do, nothing is impossible. You just got to believe it. And as she stated, remind the Lord what he told you. If he said you were going to be a business owner, remind him. Because he is a God that's not going to lie. And if he put it in you, he's going to qualify you to make it. Now, you have to do some work, too. You have to do some work, too. It's not going to come easy. You're going to have some days you're going to struggle. You're going to have some days you're going to shed some tears. If Jesus had to do it, you're going to have to do it, too. And I'm just telling you. So it's important, and you'll hear me say it over and over again, surround yourself around the right people who's going to push you to success. And that's really all I got to say tonight. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. And remember in verse 56, she stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. And I'm telling you, you give us 3 months of listening to the word, listening to the word, listening to the word, I guarantee you, you will start to grow. And when you start to grow, you can start praising God all by yourself. And that's what it was. Elizabeth went to her own house. And ain't nothing like going to your own house. And that's a sermon that I got for one day, going to your own house. I didn't spend enough time with the panel, but I got to go to my own house. I didn't heard Evangelist Stanton. I didn't heard Evangelist Bruette, Elder Bruette, Elder I didn't heard all the mess. Now I got to go to my own house and stand on my own 2 feet. Because what they're giving me is giving me something to take to my own house. And when you can take it to your own house, you can shout by yourself. Now you don't need people. You don't need your haters. You don't need, all you got is you and the Lord, because you, on that level, you can praise God all by yourself. Sometimes we need a little help praising God, but now we're in a position that we can praise God all by ourselves. We can encourage ourselves in the Lord. That's what Elizabeth was giving Mary. So when she goes to her own house, I'm just saying, stay with us about 3 months and you'll be able to go to your own house and you'll be able to serve the Lord and believe and have birth what the Lord has given you to birth in your own house. And then you can have church in your own house. You can have deliverance in your own house. But you have to first surround yourself with some worshiping friends. And for every female, have an Elizabeth in your life, someone that you can go to that will give you what you need at that time. And fellas, that's all I got for you tonight. I know it was short. I hope you got something from it. I know that every week when I come on here, I get something from everybody. When you chime in, I get something. And I believe that the listeners get something as well. For many people we have listening, I believe they get something or they wouldn't be coming back. So I just want to say again, stay with us for a little while, and I guarantee you, you will be blessed in the end. And I know somewhere along the line, and I'm going to speak this into existence, that we will be getting more and more testimonies of how God has blessed people by listening to us on Tuesday night. I just know that for a fact. And little emails I get, I just don't make it public. It's just because for people that I know personally that listen to us on Bible study, they enjoy it, they like it. And as long as we keep doing what the Lord wants us to do, we're going to continue to be blessed in our individual lives, because we're doing something for people and we don't even know what we're doing, because we don't even know who we're helping. That's what I love about God. We don't know who we're helping, but I know we're helping somebody, because I know I'm being helped. I'm being taken to another level. I know I'm going, based upon being put on this team. So I don't have any choice but to thank the Lord and praise the Lord because y'all are my Elizabeth, if you didn't know it. And it's a honor and it's a privilege to be able to share the mic with y'all every week, every month. It's just a blessing. And I'm not going to take this lightly when I teach because I want everyone to get what I got. And when you can get what I got, it's not none of the ideas that are so super spiritual. It's just who you hang around with. And every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, I'm hanging around a group of people who believe in miracles, who believe in deliverance, who believe in salvation, and who believe that nothing is impossible for Christ. So whatever I'm going to do in my life, when I come here on Tuesday night, I'm going to get something to carry me over whatever I'm going through. And hopefully they get the same thing from me. So that's all I got tonight. I'm going to turn it back over to Elder Taylor. Hopefully you got something. If you get a chance, read all of Luke, the 36th chapter. Just read the whole chapter 1 about Mary and Elizabeth, and I'm telling you, you will be blessed. Elder Taylor, I'm turning it over to you.
All right, Elder Oliver, I'm sorry. Man, I tell you, it was short, but very to the point. And you know, we can't waste our time. I like what you said about the people in the valley. They don't want to come up out the valley. And what the people in the valley like to do, they like to pull other people down. That's just sitting up on the hill. And one scripture that came to mind was, I can't remember where it is in the Bible, but now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so we got to have the now faith when the Lord gives us something. Just to kind of summarize what you taught us tonight, you know, we have to have the now faith, you know. And we truly have to surround ourselves with like people that's going in the same direction that we're going in, that has the same type of beliefs that we have, that they believe that Jesus is the Son of God, just like we believe. They believe that he died and rose on our behalf, like we believe. They have to believe in the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing for deliverance power, like we believe. They have to be battle tested. They have to be know how to spiritual warfare in the spirit, like we believe. So and once we do that and we surround ourselves with people like that, you know, it makes our walk a little easier. You know, even with stuff that we're struggling with, it makes our walk a little easier with the Lord. Because we can hear the testimonies of other people that have gone through and that the Lord has delivered them. And it encourages Preston to keep moving on. So thank you for that word tonight, Elder Oliver. Great word, you know, very to the point. And I just pray that the people got something out of it, that everybody that's tuned in. Again, I thank the panel members that are on tonight. I give God glory for you. I love you. God bless you and your families, every member of your family, that the Lord will continue to bless you and every member of your family, your husbands, your wives, your children, and that, you know, we just have to recognize who Jesus is in our life and be an example, you know. And it's not always going to be rosy. So, and we just have to recognize that moving forward, you know. And trust God for what he's told us. Trust God for what he's saying to us, you know. And have that now faith, you know. We can't have faith for, you know, yesterday. We got to have that now faith, you know. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Because we're not always going to see it right away. So we just have to trust him and believe him at his word and what he says to us. So, if no one else likes to add anything else to that, I'm going to turn it over to our very own Elder Bluette for I'm gonna turn it over to Evangelist Stanton first, and then she could turn it over to Elder Bluette for dismissal. If she has any emails or anybody for praise reports or prayer requests on our email.
Thank you, Elder Taylor. I appreciate you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Thank you, Elder Oliver, for such a great lesson on tonight. It just reminded me of a song. There is no secret to what God can do, what he done for others, he can do for you. And just right. like Elizabeth had her miracle, it was a reminder to Mary to go see her cousin because Elizabeth was like, wait a minute, how can this miracle happen? And it was like the angel ministered to her to go see her cousin because her cousin was right in the middle of a miracle so that she can understand that miracles can happen. Your cousin who is well up in age is pregnant, so this can happen to you. So it's like Elder Oliver was saying earlier about the businesses. He didn't get mad. He didn't get upset. He rejoiced when people told him about, you know, what God had done for them. And it's the same thing with you. It's not impossible for God to bring those dreams to pass. It's not impossible for a miracle to be performed in your life. It's not impossible. With God, all things are possible. And that's with God. That scripture does say, with God. So you just have mm-hmm. to remember that with him, all things are possible. And I'm just excited, even for our listeners on tonight, that it will build your faith that with God, all things are possible in your life, that nothing is impossible. So I just thank and praise God for that lesson on tonight, a great reminder, a great, great reminder. We don't have any special prayer requests on this week, but one of our elders, Elder Bluette, on last week, had put out the call that if you would like a study Bible, that potentially you can get one. You would have to email us at ptcforchrist@gmail.com. Once again, that is PTC, P as in praise, T as in tabernacle, C as in church, forchrist@gmail.com. So you can email us and let us know if you would like a study Bible so that when you do come on Tuesday night, you can reference where we are in the scriptures in your Bible. And then after Bible study, definitely go back and search and read and study the Word of God for yourself. So please let us know if you would like a study Bible. Reach out through our email address. Also, if you have any special prayer requests, if there's a topic you would like for us to talk about on a Tuesday night Bible study, your name will remain confidential. Please feel free to email us at ptcforchrist@gmail.com. We are definitely excited as a panel to go over and study the Word with you, with each other. We grow too. All of us on here, we grow as well with the Word. We go back and we read and study too. We have to. We have to study the Word on a daily basis and read the Word to renew our minds in the Word of God. So I also appreciate everyone on the panel. I thank you, Elder Taylor, for this opportunity to give out the email address. And Elder Bluette, I'm going to turn it over to you, sir. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Great lesson tonight. Great lesson. Makes us really, really, really think about what we have today, what we have now, what we didn't have, and because of God, we got what we have now. I do want to say, though, and try to be short with it, earlier in me and my wife's marriage, when I had joined the Army, we had some very hard difficulties, very hard stances in life as far as money and things like that. People would, you know, our neighbors would come to us to borrow this, that, and the other, food or whatnot. And my wife called me at work one day, and I may have told you this before, though. She called me at work while I was in the Army one day. She said, forgot what person wanted something, or she may have even said everybody, you know, keeps coming over wanting to borrow, you know, this food or get this, that, and the other. And the first thing I said was give it to them. And we wasn't in the church at that time. We were just trying to survive. We're just normal people trying to survive. And I said, just give it to them, you know, and God will replenish what we give, not knowing what I'm saying at that time early in our life. And he did. So with my wife now and her businesses with the S on the Jacob's Ladder is the umbrella of businesses that she owns. And she blesses so hard. She blesses people so hard, it makes me look at her, hey, that's a lot of money, but she does it and I don't stop her. And her, God keeps blessing her with the things she don't know about her business, with people who do know about her business, to keep everything better than better. And I'm an eyewitness to that. So I don't try to deter her in what she do. And like Elder Oliver said earlier, I think he said, it looks like she would sock somebody in the head or something for not believing or have faith. She is really strong on having faith and the ability of God and what he does. And she knows firsthand, and I'm a witness to God firsthand, putting his hand on what she puts her hand on. So, yes, we do need to couple up with people that have the same like faith or even stronger. We need to couple up with people that has a belief in God. That can help our belief because we're on the same road together. So my wife, again, she is. So the last couple of weeks I've been thinking about retirement. I've been talking to her about it. I check with, you know, my HR department and all that. I can retire right now if I wanted to and work for her. For, you know, additional income. I can retire without her income, but I can retire. So I asked her, she said, what would you need to retire? And I told her, she said, oh, that's not a problem. I'm like, oh, my God. That's how far she has come, or we have come. That's how far we have come at this age in our life that we don't have to, and I thank God, first of all, we don't have to worry about income at this moment, worry about it. And I thank God for what I've been doing and what she's been doing. But it's a great lesson, Elder Oliver. It's a great eye-opener. It's a great way of how our friendships should be with people, same like-minded people. That makes a huge difference in where you stand in life. That makes a huge difference. So, sweetie, if you want to close us out, that's fine. If you don't, I'll close us out.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to speak the word before we need it, Lord God. Help us to live, Lord God, according to your word, Lord God. Help us to work while it's day, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to be that light that you called us to be, Lord God. Help us to encourage somebody else, Lord God, so we can take our problems, Lord God, we won't focus so much on our problems, Lord God. Lord God, help us not to lean on our own understanding, Lord God, but in all our ways acknowledge you, Lord God. Help us to focus on you, Lord God, and meditate on your word day and night, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, with your word and become your word, Lord God. We know that your word, Lord God, has power, healing, wisdom, understanding, and most of all, Lord God, we know that your word says and stand on love and faith, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Lord God, stand on your word, Lord God. We know there's protection and direction and provision in your word, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to hold fast, Lord God, unto the faith according to your word only, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, birth the things that you've put in our belly, Lord God. Help us to nourish it, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be obedient to the Spirit, Lord God. Help us to move when you say move, Lord God. Help us to go when you say go, Lord God. And even if we're scared going, Lord God, let us shake in our boots knowing that you're going to have our hand and you're walking with us, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you for everything that you're about to do in our lives and for our lives, Lord God, as long as we stay with you and abide up under this, your shadows, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, to acknowledge you, because we know that nothing is impossible according to your word, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you for the word on tonight, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to just stay in your word, Lord God, to encourage each other as we be this light that you called us to be, Lord God, in this dying world, Lord God, and continue to just strengthen us even more, Lord God. And in Matthew 28:19-20 says, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, teaching those to observe all things. And I just got a blank. According to all things, what you have commanded us, and lo, we have, and lo, you are with us always, even into the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all.